Ladies, 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 are y'all ready for another episode of Girls Love Talk? We're about to start in a minute, so make sure y'all got that wax out y'all ears so that y'all can tune in. We'll be back just a second after we hear from our sponsor real quick. All right, what's up, everybody? I am back with another episode, and today, y'all, I got to talk about a word that I made up. Well, it's not really a word I made up, but it's just a name that I have for a type of person in this day and age. Now, I call them millennial bums. Now, what's a millennial? A young person in today's society. What's a bum? Well, y'all know what a bum is. You know, somebody who don't have their shit together. Usually homeless or on the streets, scraggly, down on their luck. Y'all know what a bum is. But bums are not, they are not what we are used to. They're not the typical bums anymore, okay? Now you have bums who are in disguise. And it's really sad, like, because how you gonna be young and a bum? Like, how you gave up on life already? That's what make me upset. Like, I don't be trying to talk about people, but I mean, I am gonna state facts, and I am going to be honest and keep it real. It is such a shame to see people in their 20 somethings who just don't give a damn. They're just done. They just don't want to do shit, or they want to half ass. And let me tell you how people are now bums in disguise. So a bum, when you think of that, you automatically go towards what they would look like. And you often would definitely say, you know, you will comment on their appearance or whatnot. But they in disguise because your new day and age bum, they don't look messed up. They look good. In fact, they hair done, nails done. They got, you know, a little money in their pockets. They able to go to all the events. They take trips, all that. So you don't even know they a bum. But behind closed doors, behind on bills, might be staying with people, no motivation to get a real job, you know, doing a lot of capping, all that fake acting and acting like they really lit. But it's a whole nother story when you really get into them. Now, perfect example of one that y'all see all the time, your dudes at the club. Oh my God, that same dude who all the girls, they staring at, they think he got something. They think he just doing it big. But why wouldn't you think that? He got money that he flashing. He got on a nice outfit. You seen what he drove in. But he might have been wearing his homeboy clothes. That money he got, that's his little re-up money. That car he got is a rental that he just ain't gave back yet. Y'all bums in disguise out here. Like, it's really sad. So, you don't have to be a bum, you know, that looks like a bum. You do not. Let's be clear. You don't have to look like a bum to be a bum. And you don't have to necessarily be a bum like you don't have anything. It's not based off what you have and what you don't have. Sometimes it's just your mentality. You might have a bum mentality or exhibit bum behavior. Perfect example for my ladies. You running out to go kick it every weekend. But the kids, they look, you know what I mean? They ain't up to par. Their hair ain't combed. They got on hand-me-down clothes, or, you know, they hungry. bum behavior, period, at its finest. You want to put bullshit before priorities, but you got all these expectations. Ladies, I'm tell you right now, I don't care if you don't like what I got to say. It is what it is, but y'all know the truth. If you got all these damn pictures of you just, you know, looking your finest up on your page, you talking about how you don't fuck with broke dudes and you got all these standards, but then you end up with a baby daddy who ain't did shit, you might be your own problem. And you guilty of having bum behavior or bum mentality, because y'all be looking into the wrong type of dudes. Y'all looking at the wrong stuff. You don't know who a person is by looking at them. Y'all so gullible. And check yourself too, because you might have some bum activity that you participate in, for real. So a bum is not necessarily a person who look a certain way or have something or don't have something. It could be how you act, how you behave, your mindset. A perfect example of a modern day bum, again, you internet scammers. No, you can't turn my damn $50 into $1,500. No, you can't. I know you can't. Stop capping. That's cap. That's bullshit. That's not no real job either. You can't put that down on your resume. That's bum behavior. Period. Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't get it. Especially, and I go so hard on the millennials because, you know, that's my generation. I'm a 20-somethinger in this century. Okay, so, yeah, I'm going to get on y'all. And it's never going to be out of judgment or thinking that I'm higher up than anybody. I don't believe that at all. I'm the most humble person I even know. But I'm not with the bullshit either. And I'm sick of how we support bums too. Yep. I said it. We support bums. How? By really bigging them up to think that they doing something. I hate to tell you, but you might have some bums in your family. Some of your friends might be bums. You yourself might be a bum. Check yourself and get your shit together. Stop half-assing shit. Some of y'all people who say that y'all business owners are bums. And you probably don't even think so. Yeah, you got some bum behavior, bum mentality. If you really thinking that you're supposed to be able to post that you sell clothes or you sell hair or you a rapper or you opening up some studio or something, and then all of a sudden you're supposed to just get this instant success. No, you need to do some real work behind that. Put some grind behind that and then call yourself something. All right? So a millennial bum is basically a bum in our day and time, in today's society. And they not what y'all used to think. Y'all used to be calling, y'all remember in middle school, elementary school, a bum was somebody who they didn't have on the latest shoe that was out. Or they, you know, didn't have a lot of friends, or they was too quiet or considered lame. Nah, it didn't change. We still got bums, but oh, they in disguise, or they just in different shapes and types and, you know, different varieties. To my upcoming rappers, ladies and the guys, you may not be no rapper. You might just be a bum, you know, a bum rapper. And I know y'all probably really, y'all first instinct is to think that people don't support y'all because y'all not lit already, y'all not rich or something, but it's not even that. At least not for me, it's not, because I don't ride waves. I'm not that person who's going to diss you because you still in your starting phase and then be all over you when you finally get somewhere. I'm not that, but y'all might be bum rappers because of y'all work mentality. Y'all think that everything is just supposed to just come to y'all. You think if you post your mixtape somewhere, it's supposed to just blow up, and next thing you know, you on Billboard charts. No.
Bitch.
You can't half ass nothing, really. You can't. Ladies, you can't just think because you know how to talk some shit that you the next City Girls.
Bitch.
And stop doing that to music. Like, music is art. Stop trying to be like somebody. You might not be able to get your song onto more platforms than just SoundCloud or some shit because you too busy trying to sound like fucking Soulja Boy or something. Be yourself. You stop trying to just say what you hear other people saying and trying to act like what you see other people acting like because you think because it worked for them, it's gonna work for you. It does not happen like that. Like, if you want somebody to take you serious as a musician, you have to put out some quality work. A lot of y'all rappers, y'all don't even got no goddamn music catalog.
Bitch.
Your music catalog speaks for you. That's your damn resume. That's how you promote yourself. And take your time. Stop getting these trash ass ABC 123 beats.
Bitch.
Really take your time and get some quality. Really invest in yourself and go get you some studio time and work with some people who actually producers. And you gotta crawl before you walk, but I'm just saying, don't give a shit and put glitter on it and say that it's quality, because we gonna know. And you can't get mad at honesty because you need it. We need to stop supporting bums. Bum behavior. You can't handle criticism, you don't need to be doing music. You don't need to be doing anything, really. You're going to get criticized for whatever. Just critique yourself so that, hell, when we do critique you, you ain't even fazed by it. Y'all know them dudes who in the club, they showing out. They showing off their little pocket money. Got the designer clothes on, haircut, whatever, dreads twisted or whatnot, popping bottles, got a little crew around them, little section or whatnot. But then in reality, they stand at their homeboy place, they borrowed them pants, they got some money from a female to be able to get in there and get that stuff that they was buying. That's a bum. That's a new day and age bum. That's a millennial bum. Okay, there you have it. Perfect example. Okay? I'm going to give you another example. Y'all females. Might be cute. Got hella followers on social media. Know how to grab attention. Got confidence from here to fucking China. Can't tell them nothing. Always got on, new clothes at your latest event, going on trips, just, out here, right? But then in reality, they ain't got no job. They ain't got no morals. They living foul. House filthy, about to lose it. No bed. Dirty mirrors. Like, for real, that's bum behavior. That's bum behavior, ladies. Y'all make sure y'all not that female, and make sure you not dealing with that dude, because some of y'all are. So, basically, bums are everywhere. Pretty much. And anybody can be one, and that it's not... A, a certain look. Sometimes it's a behavior. Because like I said, you don't necessarily see something and know exactly what it is just because you see it, if you get what I mean. oh, y'all, I just thought of another bum. I just thought of another fucking bum. You thirsty-ass dudes who on Facebook, Twitter, y'all on damn near every social media app, in every chick DM or underneath their pictures, trying to get at them, trying to get at anybody, even trying to get at people who you know damn well you used to talk to their friend, cousin, sister, whatever. Y'all motherfuckers. Bum behavior.
Bum bitch.
How the hell you think you supposed to just meet your match by doing that? Like, no disrespect to the online daters or people who have tried it, but I'm talking about you motherfuckers who really think that you finna find love in a DM. Y'all finna just hook and click and, you know, it's just finna be, that's it, that's over. No, that's bum mentality. Get up off your ass and stop trying to use apps to get pussy. Quit playing. And that's, you ladies, that shouldn't even really, you shouldn't even be turned on or feel no type of way for no dudes like that, because that's lame as shit. That's lame as shit. You need to come correct. Get out the house. Y'all can be anybody y'all want to be over them phones. How damn I fall in love over the damn phone? I didn't know what you like. That's how y'all end up with these bums now. Don't end up with that bum baby daddy that fooled you. I know that's embarrassing for some of y'all. Y'all thought he was the shit, and turned out he wasn't shit. Man, watch out. And make sure that you ain't exhibiting no bum behavior too. But you know, because I'm so real, I'm going to tell you how I exhibit some bum behavior. The other day, I spent at least 5 hours just literally chilling. I wasn't doing nothing. I was not being productive. So I kind of consider that bum behavior, because I could have been doing some shit. But at the same time, shit, that's all right. You need some chill time. You need some rest time. But I'm not a bum. I'm not exhibiting bum behavior when it comes to like just not giving a damn about my life. No, I don't play that shit. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be mean, but for real, get your shit together. That's bum behavior. If you sitting up here staying in people's houses thinking you finna live house to house, you don't contribute shit. Bum behavior. It's just unacceptable. And we too damn young to be just content with little to nothing. So get motivated. Get your shit together. Some of y'all don't even want to do the simplest of things, like something as simple as going and getting your damn GED. You need that. Go get that shit. You need your driver's license. Why the hell you doing everything but that? Motherfucker didn't went skydiving, but you ain't tested to show that you can drive a car. Put some sense to that. Don't exhibit this bum behavior. If you're not a bum, like the full bum, who you just out here on the streets, you know, just living any type of way, congratulations, because that's hard bum life. But if you young and you just got some bum mentalities or behaviors, your mindset is just like not prioritized, fix that shit. Work on that shit, all right? Make sure that y'all ain't helping bums be bums either. Do not encourage your friend that she is just the shit and her shit don't stink and she just above the rest if you know she got some shit she need to work on. Period. Uplift them. Uplift your man too. But if his ass is not working, he ain't even tried to lift a finger, the motherfucker won't even wash a dish in the house. You don't contribute to that bum behavior. Tell them to get their shit together. Get their shit together. So that's a millennial bum. A person in his day and age who is, you know, in my age range in their 20s, and they ain't doing shit. Don't be that person. Get your shit together. Try to get your shit together. Have some goddamn morals and just not be trying to live any type of way and being content with it. All right? Sometimes I feel like I'm preaching, y'all, but let's go ahead and get into some celebrity news and see what these celebs been up to. In some celebrity news, rapper Drake won 12 Billboard awards last night, making history as the artist with the most Billboard awards of all time. So shout out to Drake. That's an amazing accomplishment, and I'm really not even surprised because y'all know how Drake come. Like, he goes hard, and he clearly been one of the, like, top selling, top most, I don't know. He's just, y'all already know, ever since he's been out, he's been producing nothing but hits and having nothing but success. So shout out to Drake again. Not surprised. In other news, rapper Remy Ma, she is officially out of police custody after she turned herself in over the latest allegations from her Love and Hip Hop co-star, Brittany. Now, Brittany, I guess she says that Remy Ma punched her and gave her a black eye over what? Who knows? Seriously, I don't know. I hope Remy Ma really didn't punch this girl, because you really know you got a lot to lose, and you are a mother of a newborn. So, I mean, you got to learn how to control that anger, even though I understand, because bitches be needing, you know, they be needing a slice of humble pie, for real. And then I just find it weird because Brittany is always popping shit on the show. You wouldn't even think that she could get touched. But, you know, if Remy Ma did that, if she did do that, obviously, y'all already know, like, she gonna end up having to, I don't know. Hopefully, she don't have to do no time or nothing, but she gonna have to, you know, face them consequences. But, again, I feel for both parties because, again, bitches be trying it. Bitches be trying it. Been there, done that. Anyway, rapper Boosie, now, he posted a damn Instagram video yesterday. I don't know if y'all seen it, where he was asking, he's looking for somebody to basically install several stripper poles into his swimming pool. When I saw that, I'm like, what the hell is wrong with him? Like, he already got a bowling alley at his house, and he got an estate. Okay, so, you know, not just no house, he has an estate. It's huge. Like, he's showing it off all the time. But I'm like, stripper poles in a damn pool? I was really trying to, who else out there was trying to figure that out? Like, literally picture that. I can't picture that. That's like crazy to me. And then, what the hell? Like, I don't understand that. I was lost. I'm like, y'all do anything with y'all money. But hey, if you got it, I guess. But I was also wondering, like, he got his kids all the time. So you got two pools? I can't imagine no kids in no damn swimming pool. They got stripper poles. But, you know, let me mind my poor business, y'all. Let me mind my poor business, I guess. But that's just outrageous. And then, for some more celebrity news, and I don't even want to say celebrity because, honestly, she is clearly not a celebrity. Seriously, no shade, but it's facts. Love and Hip Hop star, cast member, Hazel E. I want to say she was on the Love & Hip Hop Hollywood cast. I think so. She, this girl, you know, if you watch that, you know how much of a hot mess she is. But anyway, she is catching all types of fire right now due to her recent stupid comments on the City Girls. She claims that they stole the beat to her song, Act Up. Their song is called Act Up, and I don't know if her, I don't even know what the hell her damn song is called. I don't know if it's called Acting Up or what it's called. And then her album is called Girl Code, and then I know the City Girls, their album was called Girl Code. So she's claiming that they are stealing, like, her beats or whatever, and I just thought that was so fucking random. I'm like, first of all, I can't tell you no Hazel E song, and I know y'all can't either. I got shit, $100 for anybody who can name one of her songs and sing it front to back. And I can confidently say that because I know that I'm not going to have to give y'all asses $100. And I know for a fact that don't nobody really know none of her music. Like, you can't even take her serious. And I was like, you know what? Hopefully, Young Miami, she don't say nothing, because this is clearly, like, a desperate attempt to start some shit. Y'all know how people is these days. Like, clout chasing is at an all-time high. Like, she clearly had to been smoking something saying that. Like, and then in, like, one of the little video clips, she had whoever the guy was in the video play her beat, like, right after they played the City Girls beat. And it sounded like a damn Sesame Street beat. Like, it did not sound similar. And she's just like, yeah, that sound real similar. That's crazy. And I'm just looking like, bitch, please. Please. I can't even believe you rapped on that beat. I was just like, this. Y'all, can y'all please stop doing that? Like, y'all people who got, like, spotlight or a little bit of attention, stop just doing anything to get attention. Like, it'd be so obvious now. I don't know if she trying to, you know, gain some attention so that she can get back on the show or what the hell going on. But it's clearly a desperate attempt to get some attention. And, you know, y'all got to realize people don't care. They don't even care what type of attention they get to, if you realize that. Because you would think, like, why the hell would somebody even be stupid enough to set themselves up to get talked about? Because she know what the fuck was going to happen. But you got to think about a clout chaser's mentality. In their mind, they trying to attach themselves to anything that's big, anything that's popping, anything that's getting attention. So attention for them, they don't even care if it's bad attention. It's attention. So Hazel E, I don't know what the hell wrong with you, girl. I don't know who hyping you up over there, but You should have just, you know, kept quiet. What they say, you should have just sat there and ate your food. You should have stayed all the way out of it. I don't know what her goal is. But then I am hearing that Young Miami did respond, I guess, you know, saying something like that surgery must be going to that whole head. She ain't lying. She ain't lying, because I would be thinking the same thing. Like, who's gassing her? But then again, that ain't nothing but a clout, you know, a clout thing. Typical. That's what people doing these days. That's just what it is. And so that's pretty much a brief wrap up of some of the things going on in celebrity news. If y'all need more, y'all already know it's hella blogs and shit out there for y'all to even be able to keep up. That's just my little cut of some news. So for today's segment, of ladies, what y'all think. I wanted to give out a scenario from a show that I really love watching. It's a Netflix series. It's called All American. If you have not watched it, go ahead and check it out. It's really good. And I love finding some shows to binge watch. Like, for real, I will really, if I got the free time and it's that good, I will sit there and watch it, like, as long as I can until I fall asleep. So I really like it. And they just got the word that they're being renewed for a season 2. So I can't wait to watch that. But basically, on the show, the main character is Spencer James. He is a football player. He's from Crenshaw, but he plays football and goes to school out at a school in Beverly Hills. And he stays with his coach, who is Taye Diggs, the actor Taye Diggs. And his coach has 2 kids and a wife. Now, his daughter, the coach's daughter, her name is Olivia. And then she has a best friend named Layla. And Olivia, she has a crush on Spencer because she likes his personality. Of course, you know, just kind of fell for him, got a little crush on him. But it's that awkward situation of, he kind of like a brother to her because he stays with her and her family. So they kind of got that brother-sister-like relationship, but she secretly likes him. Now, she does, you know, in true girl fashion, she told her best friend. She told her best friend that, you know, hey, I'm feeling him. She likes him or whatnot. And when her best friend, Layla, when her best friend Layla was going through some things with her boyfriend, Asher, she decided to kind of lean on Spencer because he is like that cool dude who, you know, everybody just like his personality. And she actually ended up starting to like him, y'all. She started to like him and he was feeling her too. Now, Spencer, he's single. He don't have nobody. So, you know, you wouldn't think nothing of that, like, especially for on his end. But for Layla, it's like, okay, y'all, she ended up getting with him. Like, she ended up dumping her boyfriend and getting with Spencer. And this pissed her best friend off. This pissed Olivia off. So they ended up getting into it, kind of falling out. But then they ended up making up. They basically ended up making up. But, you know, of course, Olivia, she's still feeling some type of way. So on the show, you'll see her, like, you know, looking all salty in the background and shit. And I had to put that in this segment because I just wanted to know, what would y'all do in that type of situation? Because I'm one of them people, when I'm watching a show or a movie, if it's some shit that kind of make me like, what? Like, I'm just going to be pissed off like I'm in the damn show. Like, my reaction, I'm like, what the hell? Like, what the fuck? Like, hell no. But, I mean, I get it. I like that it shows some maturity because on the show, like, these are all high school students. So, you know, it was nice to see that the girls wasn't doing the typical, you know, fighting over the dude or, you know, something like that. But I'm like, if you like me, you would be like, okay, let me apply that to my life. Would I do some shit like that? Hell no. I can't. I said, sis is strong because No, we can't. If I applied that to my real life, and when I think about it, I'm like, let me put myself in Olivia's shoes. Now, technically, that ain't your man, so you can't really feel some type of way. But at the same time, yeah, you can, because this is somebody that you liked. This is somebody that you told your friend that you liked, your best friend at that you liked. And then somehow her ass end up with him. That's some bogus shit. It don't matter. Like, How you dump your dude to get with the dude that you knew I wanted? And poor Spencer, because he didn't know. He didn't do nothing wrong. But the best friend thing, I was like, oh, hell no. Nah. So I wanted to know what y'all ladies think on that, because for me, that's a no. I can't forgive because you're supposed to, and I ain't got time to be holding grudges, but I would not be able to still be friends. Well, nah, we could be cool, cordial, but it would not be like a close friend thing. I just would have to, I won't say I would be like, oh yeah, I'm not your friend no more, but we wouldn't be close because it's awkward. I'm not gonna be around y'all together. Like, that's just, I don't know. And then I would, in the back of my head, be thinking, like, what the fuck is, are you, like, sabotaging me? Did you literally try to, you know, hold me? Like, mm-mm. So I just want to know what y'all ladies think on that. That had me tripping out. I'm like, oh, hell no. What type of the code is that? Like, what type of girl code is that? I tell you some shit and then you go running off and trying to get at them, and it's like, even if you didn't plan on it, it's still just messy. It's still just messy. And then the fact that you just got rid of your whole damn dude just to get with him, like, even if you and your guy was going through some shit, damn, just like that. That shit was so awkward. So, ladies, I want to know what y'all think about that scenario and what you would do if you were in Olivia's shoes. Because, like I said, in one way, it's like you can't be mad, but in the other way, it's like you can, because the shit is awkward. You already, you know, kind of liking somebody that you kind of feel bad for liking. And then, you know, before you can even get your shot, your damn friend who knows that you wanted him is his girlfriend. That's some fucked up shit. So, ladies, if y'all want to comment on that scenario and what you would do in that situation or what you think about that, make sure y'all head over to the Facebook Girls Love Talk podcast page. Make sure that you put your comments on that. You know, tell me what you think or what you would do in that type of situation, because what that was pretty much, that's shit that happened all the time. Like, it's unfortunately a lot of people out there who done had friends of theirs, you know, take they damn man, basically. And, you know, some people, they don't even know that their damn friend, you know, took their man. So yeah, that's a real life scenario right there. So make sure that y'all go and comment on that if you want to. That's the Girls Love Talk Facebook page. And let me know what y'all think about today's ladies, what y'all think. All right, y'all, it's time for What's Up 414, where you can get the latest info on all the happenings around the city, any events, so that you have something to do and that you're not always bored. So tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Coffee Makes You Black, we have a Black author pop-up book fair. That is going to be happening around 5, and you can get tickets to go. It's actually free. The winning prize is going to be for anyone who's 21 or older. They do suggest that you bring cash if you want to purchase anything. There's going to be several different vendors there. And this event is basically going to have a variety of books for everybody to purchase that come from local Black authors. Like, that's so lit. Like, I'm it's sad to say, but I've never even heard of nothing like this. So I'm really stoked that this is happening in our city, because something like this is really unique, especially for the Black community. So if you haven't been to Coffee Makes You Black, it's basically like kind of like a little small cafe slash diner. So that's going to be nice. They're going to have live music. They're going to have literature. And it's going to be a read and sip wine drawing where I guess you can win some prizes. So make sure that if that's what you're into, that you are there just so that you can really check out some of the dope stuff that they're going to have. I know that's going to be nice because, like, I haven't met a black author before, so that's going to be lit. And then I know they're going to have some dope books, and it's amazing how creative people are. And then also Saturday, May 4th, from 7:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Brookfield, there's going to be a farmer's market, and they're going to have all types of gifts. It's going to be a lot of vendors again. And then they're going to be giving out free items. They're going to be giving out free punch. And let's see, they also have chances for you to earn prizes, and they're going to have food. So if that's what you're into, make sure that you are out there. That is happening Saturday, May 4th, between 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon. And they asking you to wear some Kentucky Derby hats. Like, that's, I don't know what type of vibe they trying to go for. I don't know what's that about. But I guess, I mean, it's a farmer's market. So if that's what you're into, or you like trying new foods and things, make sure that you step out and go to that. Also, coming up in some of the future events, let's see what we got going on in the city. For Mother's Day weekend, that Sunday at 9 a.m., Devon's Seafood and Steak out there in Bayshore in Glendale, they're going to be doing a brunch. They're going to be doing a 3-course brunch menu, and that's going to be so nice. It's going to have a carving station, an omelet bar, a great selection of smoked fish and shrimp. They got the hot and cold sides. They're going to have some creme brulee and all these other nice desserts. And the brunch is going to start at 9 a.m. and end at 3 p.m. And then dinner starts from 4 to 9. They have tickets that you can purchase. I guess, you know, I don't know if you have to make reservations or not, but more than likely, you know, you don't want to just show up. And it's Mother's Day. So for adults, it's $34. Children is going to be $17. So that's actually something nice to do if you haven't found anything to do for your mother, for your wife, anybody who's a mom, your grandmother. Make sure you take them out. Do not try to get them some, you know, bogus ass gift at the last minute. Also coming up May 6th, it's going to be a Bucks game versus the Celtics. So that's going to be nice. The Bucks have been doing really good. This is going to be game 4 in their NBA playoffs. So yes, it's a big deal. And if you're from Milwaukee, y'all know how proud of our team we are, especially when they're doing good. So they're going to be having a free watch party for all the fans Monday, May 6th. And that's going to be around 5 p.m. And in the watch party, they're going to have some members of the Bucks Entertainment Network. They're going to have some live music, some entertainment, and some free giveaways. And there's going to be a 40-foot TV in front of the forum just for the fans to watch the game. So that's going to be lit. Y'all really need to make sure that y'all step out to that. I actually kind of want to go to that. So I don't know. I'm a little jealous. I really would like to go to that. I'm going to have to think about that. Make sure that y'all are getting out and really getting some stuff done. There's also May 12th, there's going to be a hip fit cardio dance class. This is going to include like some hip hop music. You're going to get to work out, sweat, dance. It's going to be nice. You don't need to have experience, so you don't have to be like one of those damn fitness experts who already know how to do all the little moves. That's going to be fun. That's hell, I need to be in that class. I need to be getting some workouts. So the doors is going to open at 11:45 a.m. and the class starts at 12. They do recommend that you be on time. The tickets are $12, or you can purchase a 4-class pass for $40. So you can be able to come to 4 different class sessions, which is really nice. They have weekly group dances, fitness classes, and rental spaces for private parties. You do need to pre-register at 617dancespace.com. They offer like all these different dance classes. And this is crazy. Like, see, I be missing out on some, y'all. If I'm missing out, I know y'all missing out. This is some fun stuff. They offer chair dance classes, persuasion dance classes, tone and twerk classes. I need to be in that. I need to be in any twerk class. That, I know that's fun. And they got private parties. They sell drinks, not alcohol. Why would they be doing alcohol? It's not alcohol. They sell, you know, water and Gatorade for all the people that attend the classes. So that's actually lit. We actually do have some really nice things going on in the city. Make sure that y'all are checking into every option so that whenever you do get your free time, when you're not at work, you got something to do. And it usually is something going on in the city. You just have to check it out. For my people who aren't from Milwaukee, make sure that you are doing the same thing. You can actually go, if you have Facebook, I know it's like a little tab you can go to on the menu side of your newsfeed, and you go down to where it says events, and it actually shows you like some of the nearby events that's going on where you are. So if you saying you don't never know about some stuff, it's probably because you're not looking. Stop doing the same thing every weekend, y'all. Stop complaining, saying it ain't nothing to do. Find something to do. Make it something to do. So that's what's going on right now and in the near future in the city. That concludes this episode of Girls Love Talk Podcast. And I just want to say again, thank you to anybody who is an active listener. I really appreciate it. All 2 of y'all. No, I'm joking. But seriously, I know it's a small number. I can, you know, kind of see my insights. But I appreciate anybody who listens now or in the near future. You know, what I do is literally for you guys and for myself, because like I said, my podcast is meant to be therapeutic. It's meant to make you laugh. It's meant to give you some daily motivation. And like I said, I get a lot from it. I get my encouragement from it. I get my, you know, uplifting from myself. And that's so crazy. So I know that eventually other ears will hear it and be like, you know what, I really am digging that. So I thank you for my listeners. Thank you so much. I also want you guys to know that you do need to go and show my Facebook page some love. Show Girls Love Talk Podcast Facebook page some love, okay? Go on there. Let me know what you think about the episodes. Let me know what you think about certain topics you've heard. Feel free to comment on them, because I will interact with you. I am not like that. I love talking to people. So be sure to do that. And always subscribe on whatever your preferred app is. Again, I'm on Spotify. Let's see. What else? Breaker. You got Anchor. You have Google Podcasts. So again, it's many apps you can listen on. Make sure that you're tuning in. And I am still working on having a set schedule for the episodes, y'all. So please bear with me. I'm human. I have my days where I get tired, or where, you know, I have bits and pieces, you know, down, but of course it takes work to put them all together. And then you got to do your editing, and it's not just a wham bam, that's it. No, it does not work like that. So I appreciate anybody who takes the time out to listen to this podcast, because it just keeps me going and it keeps me motivated and it makes me feel good. And I hope that it does the same for you guys out there.